Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be joining all of you. And I wanted to take the opportunity to get together and learn on a Sunday morning. It's amazing to look around and see familiar faces from both sides of the Atlantic. It's incredible to look around and see new faces with whom I hope to spend some time learning together. I want to, in particular, take this season of the year and put it into perspective. Over the past few days, over the past few weeks, many of us, though certainly not all of us, have been out of routine in some way or another. Some of us have been staycationing, some of us have been driving somewhere, perhaps flying somewhere, perhaps hiking somewhere. For many of us, this week marks the return to routine. And at the end of an experience, it's always good to put into perspective and to ask ourselves how HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to frame our experiences. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Deos actually spends time in two different perspectives on how we engage with the physical world. He opens the third parak of Deos, and I'll bring it up for those who prefer text. It's shared with you here. The Rambam opens by speaking about the negative, and then he gives us a very powerful, positive perspective. He opens by reminding us that as Jews, we proudly reject the prevalent Christian notion that there's some fundamental disconnect between the physical and the spiritual. He says there is an idea out there in Western culture that the religious view is since physicality has its spiritual risks, I ought to entirely divest from it. Efrosh behen biyoser esrachek l'sad achron. He says that's kamare edom. The Christian view is that the physical and the spiritual are fundamentally at odds. The Christian view is that the most religious person is one who's divorced, who's a hermit, who's a monk, who's disconnected from the physical world. Gamze derech rava asur leilechba. The Rambam says we reject that. As a matter of fact, we reject the dichotomy, perhaps the false dichotomy, that Western thought often presents us with. Western thought often presents us with this notion that there are the two options. There's the secular option in which the physical is neutral and do whatever you want. There are no expectations of a spiritual growth from hedonistic engagement. And then there's the Christian view, which often is presented as the religious view, that to be spiritual fundamentally means to be anti-physical. And that, as we said, the holiest person in much of Christian thought is the monk, is the hermit. And the Rambam reminds us that we reject both views. We don't see the physical as neutral, nor do we see the physical as negative. Rather, we see it, as Rambam goes on to explain in the rest of the parak, a very, very powerful parak, the third chapter of the Rambam's Hilchos Deos, quoted, as a matter of fact, almost verbatim, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, because it's so central to our thinking. The Rambam says we see the physical as of incredible power, incredible spiritual power, if we use it right. And not just in the obvious sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has filled our physical lives with so many mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs about eating, there are mitzvahs about clothing, there are mitzvahs about relating to others, there are mitzvahs about our feelings and about our thoughts. So many areas, every area of human endeavor has mitzvahs associated with it. But the Rambam says there's something more subtle than that, and there's something actually far more common than that, which is that even the neutral parts of life, and I'm engaging with the physical world in a way that's neither a mitzvah nor an aveira. It's kosher, but it seems neutral. The Rambam tells us, and this is the concept that the Rambam develops in the third chapter of Hilchos Deos, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes here in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph in chapter 231. The Rambam says, "Tzarich ha'adam shi'chaven libo v'chol ma'asav kulam le'das Hashem Baruch Hu." A human being, a man, a woman, a child has the opportunity to harness all of life, even the neutral, mundane parts of life. And after all, most of our lives are neutral. I can harness it all as Avodas Hashem. I can convert the neutral, mundane parts of my life into Avodas Hashem. And this is arguably the most common halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It comes up all the time. It comes up throughout every single day. Shivto kumu v'dibur, the way I move around, the way I speak, can all be l'umas zehadavar. I can take vast swathes of my life, neutral, mundane swathes of my life, and convert them into mitzvahs. Ketzad. Well, how do I go about doing that? That sounds like a powerful spiritual tool. How do I access it? What do I do? What part of me do I need? And he says, the primary organ in converting the vast majority of my life into Avodas Hashem, into mitzvahs, is actually my mind. He says, imagine the following. Kishiyisiv yitin, or yas tamalacha. He says, as his first example, fellow goes to work. Litol sar, I go to work to make money. Whatever line of work I'm in. Li lo yiyah belibo li kibbutz mamon bilvad. It shouldn't only be about making money. If I go to work and I make money and I'm honest, so I have not done any aveira. But how can I convert it from merely kosher money, kosher work, into mitzvah work? So sometimes the content of my work in and of itself is a mitzvah. If I'm saving lives, if I'm helping people, if I work as a physician, I work as a psychologist, I work in some line in which what I do is in and of itself a mitzvah, so then the work in and of itself is intrinsically a mitzvah. But no matter what I do for a living, even if it seems neutral, he says, if my intent is merely to make money, so that's kosher, nothing wrong, nothing necessarily right. But if my thinking goes beyond the next step, if I'm thinking long term, if I'm thinking purposefully, yasa dvarim elu kedei sheyimtza dvarim shaguf tzarich mehem, achila, shtia, yeshivas bayis, nesias isha. He says, if I don't just go to work to earn a salary, go to work because that's what I do, but I'm thinking about the next step. Well, I'm seeking to earn a living so that I can afford the following things, so that I can fund the following things, so that it's going to enable a life of mitzvahs, a life devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then all of a sudden, I've taken something mundane, something neutral, and by the power of my intent, I'm converted to mitzvahs. Person sits down to eat or drink. So if I eat or drink because I'm hungry, because I'm thirsty, nothing wrong with that. The food's kosher. Nothing wrong with that, but it's not in and of itself a mitzvah. It's just a neutral act. Hey, I was hungry, I ate. I was thirsty, I ate. I saw something tasty, I took a nibble. It's neutral. But if I engage in the same eating and drinking, but there's a sense of purpose, I'm eating now so I'll have the strength later to daven. I'm eating now so I'll have the strength later to be patient with people. So I'll have the strength later to engage in Avodas Hashem. If there's a sense of purpose, a sense of telos, a sense of this mundane, this neutral act is enabling Avodas Hashem later on, that sense of intent converts a neutral act into a mitzvah act. And he goes on Halacha Gimel to give several more examples. Let's take a look at two to flesh out this idea. Hamanig atzmo pi refuah. A Jew chooses to adopt a healthier lifestyle. The Rambam, actually in the very next chapter, talks about what a healthy lifestyle can look like. The Rambam, as we know, is not only a Talmud Chacham par excellence, but a noted doctor as well. He cared plenty about medicine and about healthy living. And he encouraged his patients to be thoughtful about the way they lived. The Rambam says, so let's say I adopt a healthy life. I seek to adopt a more healthy lifestyle. I try to eat in a healthy way. Try to move more. Get more exercise. Make better decisions about vaccination, about smoking, about all sorts of questions of safety and health. Hamanig atzmo pi refuah. I'm seeking to adopt a more healthy lifestyle. So im sama libo shiya kol gufo ve'evar shleim bovad. If my thinking is only one step ahead. I'm just thinking, well, I want to eat better, I want to move more so that I'll be healthier, a better physique, period. If it just stops there, nothing wrong with it, but what a missed opportunity. He says, why not think two steps ahead? I'm eating better, I'm moving more to have a healthier body so that, what am I going to do with that healthier body? It's a school of a healthier lifestyle is truly a school of Arichas Yamim. And what do I intend to do with those added days, those added years in Mirtz Hashem on this planet? Gufo Shalem v'chazek k'dei sh'tiyah nafshu yishar l'adas Hashem. I hope to have more and healthier and clearer years on this world. Years when I'm able to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, daven, do mitzvahs. If I'm thinking two steps ahead, if I'm thinking about how this ostensibly neutral activity can enable more avodas Hashem down the road, I've just converted this activity into, in and of itself, a mitzvah. And then he says, perhaps a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, he says, and even when you sleep, v'afil b'shar shu yashem, I go to sleep. It seems like such a neutral, empty activity. Once you're sleeping, you're just sleeping. Yeah. We're not, and yet the Rambam says, sleeping can be transformed into however many hours a person sleeps at night. It can be transformed into mitzvahs. V'afil b'shar shu yashem. So why am I going to sleep? So if you just go to sleep, because I'm tired, I go to sleep, nothing wrong with that. But what a missed opportunity. If there's a couple extra moments of thought, obviously not while I'm sleeping, but as I'm preparing to head to bed, I think not only about the fact that I'm exhausted, I need to get into bed, which is great, but neutral. If I also think about, well, I'm going to head to bed now so that tomorrow I'll be able to be calmer and avoid getting irritated with the people with whom I interact. I'm going to head to bed now so that I can daven tomorrow morning with a clear head. I'm heading to bed now so that in order to enable Avos Hashem later on, those moments of intent, those moments of thought about purpose, convert the hours of sleep from neutral to mitzvahs. B'shashu yashen, and yashen ladas. If I'm sleeping thoughtfully, that phrase itself is so delicious and so powerful. Im yashen ladas, if I'm going to sleep with a sense of purpose, specifically, kedei shetanuach dayit olav, so that I'll be rested tomorrow, yanuach gufo, my mind will be refreshed, my body will be rebooted tomorrow, kedei shlo yechle, I'm likely to stay healthy, v'yuchal avos Hashem, it's going to be difficult to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I'm ill. I'm going to sleep now so I can be healthy, so that I can enable life of Avos Hashem. Nimtzeis sheina shalo avodel makam baruchu. I've just converted those hours of sleep into pure Avodas Hashem. I've converted those hours of sleep from neutral hours, necessary but neutral, into mitzvahs. And he goes on to say that Chazal speak about this, Shlomo Melech speaks about this. When Chazal tells in Pirkei Avos, V'chol ma'asecha yihu l'shem shemayim, all your actions should be l'shem shamayim. The Rambam says it doesn't mean doing mitzvahs for the right reasons. It means living my entire life, all the neutral, mundane parts of life, with thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with spiritual mitzvah intent, that can convert, as I said before, this is arguably one of the most common halacha in all of Shulchan Aruch. It comes up hours and hours and hours every day. He says that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, B'chol drachecha da'ehu v'hu yiyasherach rosecha. And Shlomo Melech advises us in Mishlei to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol derachecha do'ehu. The Rambam says what he means is to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to intend for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the neutral, secular seeming, mundane seeming parts of life. So this is a really powerful idea. This idea, what the Rambam sees as b'chol derachecha do'ehu. And not only do we see the physical parts of our life as having spiritual potential in terms of doing mitzvos, we certainly don't see the spiritual physical parts of our life as antithetical to religious life. We reject the whole notion of monkhood and asceticism. But the Rambam says even the neutral parts of life can be powerfully converted through our intent. V'chol drachecha da'ehu, v'chol ma'asecha yihu l'shem shamayim. So that's a powerful idea any time of the year. And certainly, if we're coming off of some time out of routine, if we're coming off of some days or weeks of vacation, it's a perspective worth having. Where if I had the chance to get out of routine and to engage with the world around me in a different way, So where is the b'chol drachecha de'eyu in that? And look, you know, for those of us who had the chance to get away, again, whether it was out of routine in as a staycation, or I drove somewhere, I hiked somewhere, I flew somewhere, everyone had everyone's time away was different. The details were different. Different. You may have gone away by yourself, with a spouse, with children, with grandchildren, with parents, depending on the stage of life. May have gone to many different places. Certainly, one aspect of b'chol drachecha de'ehu, one would hope, is that I'm coming back refreshed. So I'm thinking about that, the close of the Rambam's Halacha Gimel. Am I coming back refreshed, and to what end do I hope to be refreshed? But then again, you know, many come back from vacation needing a vacation. So let's not see the extent of the b'chol drachecha de'ehu potential in our vacation as merely coming back refreshed or recharged. So what I'd actually like to do now is maybe develop a larger structure, a more nuanced structure for thinking about this powerful idea. This b'chol drachecha de'ehu, this notion that through the power of purpose, through thinking about purpose, I could convert so much of my life, so much of the mundane swaths of life into mitzvahs. I'd like to develop this idea with more nuance, with more granularity, perhaps with more sophistication, using a structure, a set of categories that the Rambam himself provides when he develops this idea in a different one of his writings. We've been looking so far, this first source is in the Rambam's central halachic work, the Mishneh Torah, in his Hilchos Deos. In Mishneh Torah, he gives us the full look at the whole scope of halacha. It's a towering work. It's an encyclopedic work, the Mishneh Torah. It's also a very impersonal work. You don't really hear the Rambam speaking. The Rambam sees his role in the Mishneh Torah. It's just presenting the halacha. You don't hear the Rambam himself speaking personally. I want to take a look at a different one of the Rambam's works, one that's a little more personal, a little more conversational. And the Rambam wrote a commentary to all of Mishnah. Mostly it's, you know, he takes you line by line, paragraph by paragraph, through the extent of Mishnah, making brief comments for each one. But the Rambam had a very soft spot in his heart, as he tells us, for teaching Hashkafa, for teaching emuna, for teaching Jewish philosophy in a very practical way. How a Jew can take the ideas of Torah and use them to convert and elevate his life. The Rambam tells us near the beginning of his commentary to the Mishnah that whenever he has an opportunity, he writes this at the end of the commentary to Maseches Brachos, whenever he has the opportunity to teach some Hashkafa, to teach some Machshava, to teach some emuna, he has a soft spot, he writes. He's going to have a hard time laying an opportunity to teach Hashkafa pass him by. He saw it as a very central part of his role, to teach Jewish philosophy in a practical way so that Jews could live Torah in a more complete way. And one of the spaces in his commentary to Mishnah, in which he does this most thoroughly, is in his introduction to the Masechta, that's all about Hashkafa and Emunah. His introduction to Maseches Avos. The Rambam, Maseches Avos, like the rest of Mishnayos, he gives you a line-by-line commentary in the Mishnah. And he precedes the Masechta with a lengthy introduction, a very famous introduction, often known as the Shmona Prakim, literally the eight chapters, because it happens to have eight chapters. But it's really the introduction to Avos. It's an introduction in many ways to Jewish thinking, to Jewish philosophy, to Jewish approach to psychology, and to a Jewish approach to living properly. And he develops a series of ideas. In the fifth of the eight chapters, here we are in Perek He, in the fifth chapter, he devotes himself to expanding on the idea we've begun to see. This idea of b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu, this notion that a Jew can take mundane, neutral-seeming parts of life and convert them into mitzvahs, convert them into part and parcel of my worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of my Avodas Hashem, through the power of my mind, through the power of intent, through the power of thinking about what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So he expands on that. That's the main topic of the fifth chapter of the Shemona Prakim. And here we are, Parakeh. So he begins by saying, look, people choose whether they want to go through life thoughtlessly or thoughtfully. People can choose whether they want to just sort of, you know, coast through life on autopilot or make thoughtful decisions about what and where and why and how they live. And moreover, if I'm thinking purposefully, he goes on to say, my purpose could be one step or two steps. It could be merely, you know, getting through the day and here's what I want to do. Or it can be two steps ahead, thinking about how this is going to, how different parts of my life will advance the cause of Avos Hashem. My own Avos Hashem, enable the Avos Hashem of others. B'chol drachecha da'ehu. And although we're talking about vacation and experiences, I actually want to take you to a part of the chapter, the fifth chapter of Shemona Prakim, where the Rambam discusses Torah Mada, where the Rambam discusses ideas, and what a person learns, and what a person studies outside of the realm of Torah. And the Rambam, in a perhaps under-focused passage in the Shemona Prakim, he takes a look at three, four different areas of human knowledge that a person might study, and what's the value in each of those areas. I want to take you, I'd spend a few minutes reading this together. And although, as I said, the Rambam in this context is talking about ideas and study, as we'll see, he talks about science and math and literature and art, the ideas he develops for when and how these areas of study are meaningful and how they can be potentially a part of my Avos Hashem, thinking about the categories Rambam develops, I think will be give us greater nuance in thinking about how B'chol Drachecha De'eyu can play out, not only in terms of study and reading and learning and courses, but in terms of experiences as well. So here, let's take a look together. The Rambam goes on, opens this section of the fifth chapter of Shemona Prakim. He's just spoken about what we saw in the previous source, how I eat and how I sleep and how I engage in various behaviors in a way that's purposeful. Says, and this notion of v'chol drachecha da'ehu, of converting mundane parts of my life into Avos Hashem through the power of purpose, it's true with the things that I study as well. Areas of knowledge, what I read, what I learn. And he goes on to lay out three or four different categories, different fields of knowledge. He says, number one, before he even gets to one, two, and three, he says, kol mashu mehen derech l'tachas ahi, ein bo dinu dvar. There are areas of knowledge that are directly Avodas Hashem. The Rambam has written elsewhere, I study biology, I study chemistry. I'm taken by the richness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. I'm taken by the diversity and the wisdom, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designed the world. That's whether it's taken in nature, in bird watching, or whether it's taken in the Alps, or whether it's opening a book and learning and reading about the wisdom, the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, said that's a route. That's a path to developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a path to developing an emotional relationship of Avos Hashem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in and of itself is a mitzvah. So if I'm going to study Torah, that in and of itself is clearly a mitzvah. If I'm going to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, I'm going to study biology, I'm going to study chemistry, that in and of itself is a mitzvah. I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, that's clear. But let's talk, in Rambam says, about our topic now, about B'chol Drachecha De'ehu, about mundane activities. They're not in and of themselves a mitzvah, but can be converted if I recognize the ultimate purpose, the Avos Hashem value in it. So he says, let's take a look at 1, 2, and 3. Number 1, he says, it's what we would call perhaps mathematics, or chess, or physics. I could pick up a book, study a subject that doesn't necessarily have inherent mitzvah value. Because she'elos hacheshbon, sefer harutim atachbulos, studying algebra, I'm studying geometry, studying physics. We might say nowadays, the way we study mathematics and physics, it gives us great insight into the wisdom of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But he says, even without that, I'm doing math puzzles, I'm doing word puzzles, I'm playing Scrabble, I'm playing chess. And tiyah kavana behem l'chadeid ha-seichel, u'l'hargil ha-koch ha-sichli b'darche ha-mofis. There might be something that has no inherent mitzvah content, but it's a way of keeping my mind sharp. If it's a way of keeping my mind sharp, he says, that's b'chol drachecha da'ehu opportunity number one. If my intent in doing these puzzles, and my intent in playing Sudoku, my intent in playing chess, my intent in studying math, is to sharpen my mind so that when I come to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, my mind is sharp and clear and able to understand things with more nimbleness, with more agility. So, b'chol drachecha da'ehu. I've taken a neutral activity, and through that sense of purpose, recognizing how this sharpens my mind so that I can worship HaKadosh Baruch, use that sharp mind in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping my mental tools in top form, that's b'chol drachecha da'ehu number one. And then he says number two. Number two, he says, b'divrei ha'adam kulam, moving from keeping my mind sharp to reading and studying and thinking about people. So he says, following the news, or reading good literature for that matter, whether it's highbrow or lowbrow. I once, many years ago, had the opportunity to be a part of a group at the Yeshiva University that hosted Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha. And he spoke about his perspective on the Avodas Hashem value of reading good literature, of reading fine novels. And one of the things he said is that the study of psychology nowadays is typically the study of abnormal psychology. A fellow goes to get a PhD in psychology, he's studying aberrations. But let's say I want to study mental illness, and that's important, because those are skills that we need in order to help people who are suffering. But Rav Aaron asked, where do I go to study normal, typical psychology? Where do I go to get a better sense of human nature, to learn more about people, about myself, what makes me tick, what makes the people around me tick? He suggested that it's reading good literature, reading well-written stories, poems, novels that focus on people and focus on the inner lives of people. It gives me an opportunity to get to know people, to get to know normal psychology. It's one of the purposes of literature. And I would suggest that's what the Rambam writes right here. He says, talking about people just to gossip, that's at best neutral, at worst an aver of Lashon Hara. He says, but if I can read and study and think about people in a way that's purposeful, in a way that can help me move forward, to help me gain or avoid losses. How so? Perhaps b'shevach mala o meula. If I study people with refined midos, people with refined character, people who are role models for what I want to be. O leganos genus o meguna. Or studying people who are role models for what I don't want to be. Noticing how negative character traits, negative midos play themselves out. And noticing how to study a story of a person whose ego gets in the way, whose unchecked temper is his Achilles heel and pulls him down, to study good milos, good mitos or bad mitos, and to see how they play themselves out. You know, for some people, reading a Musar Sefer does the trick. A Musar Sefer which speaks in the abstract about wonderful mitos and terrible mitos, it speaks in the abstract about being calm, about being humble, and about being other-directed and being altruistic. For some people, just an abstract discussion of mitos is fantastic. But for many of us, you know, putting some flesh on the bones and telling a story of real people and how their interactions, rise and fall. It's a much more, for many of us, good literature will be a much, studying people will be a much more powerful way for us to notice how we want to choose to live, what aspects of character we want to develop for ourselves and which we want to stay away from. So that's area number two. Area number one, again, was mathematics, physics, chess, mahjong, sudoku, things which are abstract, which will help me to sharpen my mind. If I recognize that purpose and I say, I'm engaged in this activity so that my mind will be sharper, avos Hashem, b'chol drachecha de'ehu, number one. And number two, studying people, reading good literature, reading about people in a way that with an eye towards not just natural curiosity, but an eye towards personal development, learning about how I want to develop my own midos by studying the rise and fall of others, whether they're true stories or fictional. That's b'chol drachecha de'ehu, opportunity number two, studying good literature. And then finally, number three, the Rambam speaks about a third area. If the first area was mathematics, physics, chess, and the second area was literature, the third area is art and beauty. And he says, look, k'shiyasim adam l'kavanaso zeh ha'inyan, if I'm thinking purposefully two steps ahead about what I read and what I spend my time on, I'm clearly going to make different decisions about how I invest my time. It's definitely going to change. It's definitely going to adapt my reading list. If I'm seeking purposeful, growth-oriented reading, it'll be broad and at the same time targeted. And he says, I'll be less driven to have that beautiful house. He takes sort of an extreme high there. I'm not going to be as driven to gild my walls, to plate my walls with gold. I'm no longer going to be as driven over time as I shift my sense of purpose, I develop my sense of purpose. Beauty will become less of a goal in and of itself. But beauty, seeking beauty and appreciating art, he goes on to say, does have as well its own b'chol drachecha de'ehu opportunities. Yichaveim b'zeh laharchiv nafsho k'dei shetavri. I can clear my mind. I can put my head into a better place. Hanefesh tila v'sei acher ha-machshava b'hasmadas inu advar ma'achurim. He says, after a while, my mind gets worn down. I need a refresh. I need a reboot. Sometimes I need to re-energize my mind. And engaging with beauty, engaging with art, engaging with something that rests my senses, as he puts it. Tzricha nefesh gamkin lehisasek b'menuchas achushim, b'iyun l'fituchim l'nyanim hadnaim. Engaging, spending some time engaging with beauty is an opportunity to reboot, to re-energize, to refresh my mind. He says the Gemara speaks about the Chachamim of the Gemara had took these opportunities as well. He points to a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Kichal Shirabon Migirsa. The rabbis were sitting in the Beis Hamerish and learning, and their minds were exhausted, and they needed something to refresh. The Karav Adavra, the Rambam writes, and it's likely he has some hesitation about this. Shal Zehat Sadlo Yu Elo Rose Lo Ma'is Evel. Says seeking beauty can be perhaps meaningful once again when there's this sense of purpose. Not just I want something beautiful because, but it'll put my mind to a better spot. It'll give me a chance to refresh, to broaden my thinking, and I'll be able to handle ideas more effectively. I'll be able to handle people more effectively. Engagement with art and beauty as well has its b'chol drachecha opportunities. So here, let's take a step back, and in the minutes that remain, let's take the structure that we've developed and apply it specifically to the season at hand. Once again, let's recap where we are before we take the final step. We had seen that the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in the third chapter, develops a powerful idea, arguably quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Laman Alf, chapter 231, in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, arguably the most common passage in all of Shulchan Aruch, because it's hours and hours in hours of our lives every single day. This concept of Bechol Drachecha De'ehu, that can take the neutral parts of life, neither a mitzvah nor an aveira, kosher but not a mitzvah, and convert it into a mitzvah, convert it into Avos Hashem, through the power of purposeful thinking. Asking myself, why ultimately am I doing this? Towards what end in terms of moving my Avos Hashem forward in the long run? And we saw that while in the first source, in the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Deos, he focuses primarily on behaviors, on the mundane behaviors of life, of going to work and going to the gym and sitting down to eat and so on and so forth, and laying down to sleep, seeing how all of those behaviors can be converted through the power of purpose. We've turned our attention to the Rambam's Shmona Prakim, to the fifth chapter of his introduction to Pirkei Avos, which he applies this type of Bechol Drachecha De'ehu thinking to the world of the mind as well. And we saw that he divided different fields of study, different types of ideas, different subjects, to three or four categories. He spoke about Torah and biology, chemistry, psychology, areas of study which are in of themselves mitzvos, as Talmud Torah, or as growing my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are, he says, clearly mitzvah opportunities. And then he said three areas of study which lend themselves to this Bechol Drachecha De'ehu type of opportunity. It's neutral, but it can be converted to mitzvah with a sense of purpose. Number one, math, physics, chess, things that sharpen the mind. That's one potential, in obvious purpose, to sharpen the mind. Number two, a study of literature, chosen well, can be an opportunity for me to study how people develop and how different mitos play out, and that can enable me to grow my own mitos. And finally, an engagement with art and with beauty can give my mind the refresh, the recharge, the reboot that it needs to be able to move forward productively once again. And I would suggest that thinking about how the Rambam has rolled up his sleeves and laid out these categories of Bechol Drachecha De'ehu for us in the intellectual sphere, let's take it back. Let's see how it plays out in the vacation sphere as well. Because essentially what he said to us is these three or four categories. So there's the parts of vacation that are inherently mitzvahs. Whether there's been an opportunity for Marav Masech Hashem to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. Perhaps time away has given me a chance to deepen, to strengthen, to reinforce family connections. That's certainly of inherent value. But then thinking about the three categories, the math, literature, and art that he had laid out. So number one, perhaps time away, time out of routine has been an opportunity for mental stimulation, akin to the math and the chess. And then akin to literature, perhaps has been an opportunity over the course of a vacation for what one might call people watching. So sometimes people watching can be very shallow exercise. But I've in a more sophisticated sense, I've interacted with people I don't normally interact with. I've gotten out and had the chance to interface with different types of people. I've had the chance to see how different people live. I've had a chance to see what standards of living and behavior and of character different people hold themselves to. And I've had a chance to interact with different people with different sets of values. And it's now I have the chance to take stock of that and ask myself, so what have I seen? What has been inspiring? What do I want to adopt and adapt for my own life? And what were the things that struck me as, that's where I don't want to be, and that's where I don't want to end up. And the people with whom I've interacted have perhaps been, as I said before, positive or negative role models, either of which I can learn from in terms of moving myself forward. And finally, in parallel to the Rambam's third category, art and beauty, whether it's been breathtaking natural beauty that some of us have had the chance to interact with, maybe it's been architectural or other types of artificial, artistic beauty, but it may have given me a refresh, a reboot, a chance to re-energize. Now, to circle back to where we began, different people have done widely different things, if at all, during a time away from routine. And there can be plenty to say about the specific lessons. Avos Hashem, opportunities in an amusement park, with animals, in different climates. There's a comment of the Kuzari about different types of physical climates and spiritual climates. There is, of course, plenty to say and plenty to think about in one's specific opportunities and one's specific experiences. But I hope that this sense of framework that we've developed together, that we've learned together over the last couple of minutes, will be helpful for each of us to use, to apply to our own opportunities, to our own experiences. And not only that, not only using this framework in thinking about the last couple of days or weeks, if we've had the chance to be out of routine a bit, whether we've staycationed or driven somewhere, hiked somewhere, or flown somewhere, but I hope that it's a framework of thought, categories of thought that we can use moving forward as we experience, as we encounter different opportunities, we encounter different places, as we encounter different people. And beyond that, even more globally, thinking about the fact that this idea of Jewish philosophy of Hashkafa appears in Shulchan Aruch. This is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dreams for us. Engaging with these ideas, hopefully, is a wake-up call to, in a daily sense, to see, to live life as meaningfully as possible and to see ongoing expectations of continuous religious growth wherever we find ourselves and to expect of ourselves to grow and to be ambitious in moving forward in Avos Hashem from month to month, from year to year, in any decade of our life. I want to thank you again for joining me, and I hope this learning has been refreshing. And I hope this learning will prove to be useful going forward. Have a marvelous, marvelous day.